Hey guys, welcome to Talk Tennis Tea, and what a year it has been. Today is New Year's Eve, and we're getting excited for the new coming year. And everyone, we've been seeing the vacation pics, the preseason trainings that have been going on, and it's been looking great. So I'm so excited for the 2019 season to begin. But before we get to that, I thought it would be really cool to do this podcast where it's trends we're ditching in 2019, hashtag 2018 roast. But I have to put a disclaimer on. I'm not coming to attack anyone. This isn't supposed to be a roast, like digging at people and calling people out. It's just a list of stuff that I made, basically, of things that I noticed in the year that were just stuff that I was like, this kind of needs to stop. It's kind of getting a bit old. So it's just the list that I composed. I don't mean to offend anyone. I probably do half of the things that I'm talking about here. So it's all for fun, or just have a good laugh. And yeah, hopefully this you all enjoy it and you guys have an amazing New Year's and all that. So let's get straight into it. Number one is joking about the tour not being long. And this is something that comes up about all the time. We always joke about it, but I think we need to stop joking and actually put things in motion, because if it's a serious problem, players talk about it as well, and it's not just us. And I feel like we need to tell the ATP and the ITF and all those people, the important people, that, you know, enough is enough. Like, let's stop joking about it and let's actually do something about it, because everyone talks about it. The ATP Cup, we all know that was announced in November of this year during the ATP finals, and wow, it doesn't need to happen. We don't need this. Just no, we've already got the Davis Cup or Cosmos Cup, whatever we're calling it now. We don't need another one, and it's just before the Australian Open as well, allegedly, and apparently you get points, and I'm like, this is like, no, enough is enough, let's move on, we don't need this, bye. We don't need you. Bye. Oh, gosh. Forcing beef between Stefanos and Sasha. I am one of these people. I'm not gonna leave myself out and not be like, I'm so holier than thou. But I do this, and yeah, we gotta stop. I've talked about it a lot in the whole season, but enough is enough. There's nothing wrong with it. If there's beef, there's beef. But we put beef onto them, like, there's nothing, they don't have beef. I feel like they don't have beef, but we force the beef onto them, so let's stop. Like, let them live their lives peacefully. Let's stop comparing the two of them and all that kind of stuff, because it just gets annoying half the time, and I just, ugh, it's so bad. Like, let's just stop. Next is booing someone who isn't your favorite, and this, attention to all lucky tennis fans that go to actual matches and go to see finals. Stop it. Stop it right now. I don't care if you paid millions of dollars or however much money to see your favorite and they're not doing well. That's their problem. You yell at them, not yell at the other person who did amazingly and played their game, okay? Pull it together. This is a classy establishment, all right? Or you're getting kicked out. I'm just saying, we need to start kicking people out. Tournament directors, CC, just come talk to me. I will bring you up to speed. I will happily organize a security detail to kick people out who start booing, because it's enough. Like, I hate watching this. It's sad. People start crying. We've seen two players. There's probably more players who have probably cried on court because of this. So, like, enough is enough. Grow up. And if you bet on people, that's bad too. Alright, next. I feel like Mean Girls is a thing in the ATP Tour, so we're just gonna talk about these players. Jack Sock, Thanasi Kokkinakis, Nick Kyrgios. Your banter is not funny. You guys are not funny. And you need to get lives. Pretty much it. Stop it. Excluding the next gen, not fun at all. Like, I mean, excluding the not famous next gen, there are so many others that are in the challenges, so many other people in this next gen tournament. It's not just the next gen, there's the now gen too. So let's stop excluding them. Let's include everyone. You guys say you're inclusive and all that kind of stuff, but you're really not. So let's just stop it and actually put an effort into getting the names right for the weekly tournaments. ATP Next Gen Instagram account. Just saying, let's just include everyone. Not just the good guys, or not just the guys who are high in the rankings, or not just the ones who are winning tournaments. Include the ones that no one knows about. Give them a little bit of exposure, okay? That's the whole point of your Next Gen movement and all that kind of stuff, alright? Thank you. Oh, also, with the Next Gen, stop comparing them to the Big Four. They are nothing like them. I don't want to hear anyone saying Steph is the new Stan or Steph is the new Roger. Stop with this BS. They are who they are. Stefanos is who he is. He is Stefanos. Dennis is just Dennis. Alex is Alex. He's not the new Leighton Hewitt. Just stop it, okay? Their games might be similar. I don't care. Stop comparing them because it puts a massive weight on their shoulders. Enough is enough. Oh, I'm getting way too passionate about this. I'm going to calm down. I'm just going to take a step back. And we're going to sit back down. Oh, I forgot. Do you guys have a cup of tea with you? If you don't have a cup of tea, go grab yourself a cup of tea and then come back. Because there's so much more, okay? Just, I'll wait for you. I'll wait. Okay, next up. Tournament directors. I would like to see who is designing the courts. And who is putting unnecessary equipment on the court. Like, how many players are going to get injured with this stuff? Like those rubber things behind, in front of the lines people, I think. I don't know what they are. Rubber bollards or whatever. Get rid of them. We don't need them. Like, so many players are getting injured. Just stop it. Just let them go. They're not precious. Umpires will be fine. They'll be fine. They don't need a physical barrier from a player. They're okay. If you did that, we'd have glass around the whole court. So, come on now. Just get rid of them. They're not necessary. All right. PSA to the ATP Tour. Just tennis fans in general, there is something called the Challenger Tour, and it is amazing. If you would like to watch it, go to the ATP website, click on the green tab. That's the Challenger Tour. Highly recommend it. Just stop ignoring it. It's there for a reason. So many great matches I've seen this year actually come from Challenger Tours. So many great players I've mentioned this year are playing on the Challenger Tours. Just a PSA, public service announcement. Go watch the Challenger Tour. I feel like I should be hired for publicity for the Challenger Tour. Like, I hype them up so much because it's so great. Honestly, guys. Go watch it. Like, let's stop ignoring it next year, because so many guys you guys are going to be seeing on the ATP Tour are coming from that Challenger Tour, and they are so incredible. And the Challenger Tour is insanely tough. Like, some of these guys, insane. So let's hype them up. Let's get on this bandwagon, because challenges are really the next big thing. Ay, ay, ay. PSA to the cult fans who decide to hate on the younger generation because their players aren't doing well. And this is coinciding with the fact that you're booing someone, and the fact that if you're betting on someone, or you just stop. Like, stop hating on them and stop. Just stop it. Just stop. Stop hating on the younger generation, okay? Just because your player is not that great, or your fave isn't that great, like, let's stop. Or your fave a lot. Like, stop. Let's stop. Enough is enough. Also, cult fandoms. Stop ignoring that your favorites are bad. Let's just be honest here. No one's fave is perfect. They're all human. But let's stop glorifying them and thinking that they're angels, because some of them are really not. Like, you guys think that your faves are like so high up there on a pedestal that they can't be touched, but really, they're people too. They make mistakes, and we shouldn't be blinded or not talk about their mistakes just because they're a person. At the end of the day, they are a person just like you and me, and we need to, like, call them out on their mistakes. So if your fave is a bad person, We're going to call them out. Stop attacking me because I'm calling out your faith for doing something stupid, okay? You should be calling out my faith for doing something stupid. Then we won't feel bad about this. All right. Next. Oh, my pet peeve. Commentators. I love you. You guys are doing a great job. Always interesting. So good. But can we talk about stuff related to tennis? I'm sick of hearing about your golf weekends and all this other stuff. Like, let's just talk about what's happening and what we're watching because I'm done. Like, I will switch off if I hear anything to do with, I went to golf. Or this is happening on the golf tour. Like, no. If I wanted to watch golf, I would be watching golf. But I'm not watching golf. I'm watching a tennis match. I would like to listen and hear about tennis. Thank you. Oh, gosh. I feel like this is a fun podcast, but it's just, there's just so much. I'm sorry to all the people wearing headphones. This is one that you need to listen to. Just leave it playing and just do stuff because it's one of those. If you feel the same way, definitely, if you're related to any of these trends and things that any of this list, please comment. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And if you have more, you know, comment as well. Would love to hear this. Love to hear the thoughts. Unnecessary pressure on the next gen and next gen, I mean both male and female next gen, WTA and the ATP, just leave them alone. They will peak when they're ready to peak. Stop putting pressure and stop saying, oh yeah, 2019, year of the slams. Oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. Like, stop. Stop it. Stop it right now. Yes, there's some people who want to wish good on their faves, but then there's other people who are like, adding their fave every single day, like, oh yeah, you're gonna win a slam, like, go win that slam, like, do it, like, and then they get mad at them for not winning the slam. It's like, why did you, but you're the one who was, I wonder who really caused this problem, huh? Like, just stop, let them be them, pressure, like, you're a fave because you're supposed to support them, you're not supposed to, you're not their coach, you're not putting that pressure on them, you're not the media, just support, that's what fans are supposed to do. We're supposed to support players, all right? Support the player. Let's not put unnecessary pressure on them. And yeah, especially with in terms of like girlfriends as well, girlfriends and relationships, leave them alone. They will find one in their own time. Some people don't want to do that. They just want to focus on their career. Some people have other hobbies. All Stefanos fans saying and comparing him to Sasha. I'm talking to you at this point in time. Just stop. Alright. Next is, talking about Stefanos and Sasha. Let's stop telling them to shave. It's not your face. It's not your hair. Like, stop telling them to cut their hair or shave. Like, they've got their certain look and that's totally fine. You're allowed to have an opinion. All good, but it doesn't mean you have to talk about it every single time they grow their hair out or every single time they have a bad cut. Like, if they have a bad cut, yes, that's fine to say it once, but not every single day when you see a photo of them. Like, enough is enough. Let them be them. Let them do them. Just let them be. You do you, hun, and he's gonna do him. Just let it be. It's not your face, it's not directly affecting you. If you don't want to look at a photo of him, don't look at a photo of him. If you do want to look at a photo of him, suck it up, cupcake, because that's the look he's going for. And frankly, they both are very attractive with whatever mess they've got going on. So, yeah, leave it at that. Leave them alone. Huh. I honestly feel like some of you fans out there honestly get to the point where you're like, I'm just going to send him a razor. Like, if anyone's done that or anyone's contemplating doing that, please let me know. And I'll send you a letter. Just let me know. Oi. Oh, Diego. My sweet, sweet Diego. If anyone height shames Diego or brings up his height again, in 2019, we're gonna fight. Like, we're just gonna fight. Like, I'm done with talking about it. Everything that I read about Diego, his height is always mentioned. Anytime, like, Diego is literally the sweetest person on the tour. Like, if any of the, like, 100%. I don't, like, he's the sweetest guy on the tour, in my opinion. And why are we still talking about this? Just let it go. Like, it's a thing. It's there. We all know it's there. We've talked about it to death now. We don't need to talk about it anymore, okay? Let's just leave it at that. Diego's height is a thing, and we're just going to leave it. Like, enough is enough. We always talk about it. Like, let's just stop. Okay, media, I'm talking to you. Stop writing articles about his height. Just leave it at that. Now to all my lovely next-gen players. You guys know I love you. I support you. But if I see you guys playing Fortnite in the middle of a tournament anymore, I will come over there and smash that TV. Like, I don't care. I will smash the TV screen. I will honestly smash the TV screen. You guys, I'm not a fan of gaming. I think I've talked about this before. I'm not a fan of Fortnite either. And I just hate it. Like, there's so much things you could be, like, so many other things you could be doing with your time. Oh, yeah, yeah. Enough. Just leave it alone. Do it in the off season. Do it when you break at home. Or just be a gamer. We already see one person who's already doing that, so just, aye, aye, aye. All right. Attention, all fans. Stop blocking people and then posting it that you've blocked people and then acting like, and then just getting attention seeking. Just stop. Just stop. Just stop. Like, if you're going to block someone, call them out. Just say that you've blocked whoever. Don't lead this mystery chase along and get everyone strunging along and involved just because you want to have some attention. Like, no. We're not, like, no. If you have beef with someone, just say it. There's some beef that I've seen that is really bad, but just stop star blocking people and, like, getting attention. It's not nice, and I don't want to see it on my timeline, so... Yeah. Alright, and stan. The word stan is just another word for fan. I feel like it's just a... Just you are a more intense fan. That's all it is. Or stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I'm such an old person. I'm not in with the lingo. But stan is being overused. If you like some... Just can't... Let's calm down. I think we all need to take a step back and just calm down. Alright, it's just a bit too much. Also, jumping to conclusions. I don't know if, like, sometimes I feel like I'm part of the FBI training squad, or, like, some police academy, or detective school, or something, because you guys are another level. You find stuff out so well. And I'm like, how did you find this information? Who are you holding hostage? Sometimes I just look at my timeline and I'm like, what? Where? How? What? But, yeah. On the level of, like, let's just calm down and wait to be told stuff. Just let's wait. And if it doesn't, if we're not told, then that's our problem. But, like, no, let's stop with the detective work, guys. Like, I can't handle it. Sometimes I'll be looking at my timeline and I'll be like, wait, what did I miss? What's going on? Like, I'm so confused. So confused. Lastly, this is probably the most serious one and the one that it's just I've had enough is... tanking comments when players lose and betting comments. Like, okay, attention to all the, I don't know even how to put this, like, in a friendly, nice, jokey way, so it's not like I'm roasting people, but attention to all the people who gamble and want to harass players after a match. Stop it right now. I will start, like, I've blocked people, so many people, because of these comments. Like, I don't want to see you harassing my favorite player. Not even my favorite player. If I just see a comment that looks suspiciously dodgy, or I'm like, why are you attacking them? I'm going to block you. not even block you. I'm going to report you to the authorities because you shouldn't be doing that in the first place. Like, players go through bad days just like anyone else. You can't accuse them of tanking just because they played a shitty match. There must be other reasons going on. So don't come at them for that. Secondly, if you're putting your money on someone, you're wasting your life. Like, actually get something better to do, because that's not cool. That is not cool. Neither is harassing someone for losing. Like, no, you're pathetic, and you don't deserve to be watching the sport. And to all the people who, like, associate tennis with, like, and this is another reason why I feel like people don't watch challenges, is because they think it's associated with betting. And that is not true, because some of the guys on the tour are actually great and hold themselves to a higher standards. And it's a very, like, it's a fee, like, I don't even know, like a 1% or 0.1% of people on the tour who actually do that type of shit. But when you accuse good players, and especially the next gen players, of doing stuff like that, as a fan, I'm, like, ready to fight you. So, next year, I feel like I'm not holding back anymore. If I see those comments, we're gonna fight. So, just a heads up, because I'm over it. I'm so over it, and I will start reporting people, and, like, it's not cool at all, and you're just wasting your time, because they're not gonna respond. And how do you think that makes people feel? Like, I've seen heaps of fans getting torn up and being attacked by these people who are, like, it's just not nice to see, and, like, enough is enough. Like, it's something we're gonna ditch and we're gonna leave in a hole in 2018, okay? Like, oh, it's just so annoying, and it just taints the feed. Like, they have the cutest photos, and then you just see all these, like, stupid things about, oh, you lost money, oh, bro, you tanked, oh, this, that. Like, leave it alone. Like, actually leave it alone. So, yeah. Oh, guys. Whew. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. I feel good. I feel like we're ready to start the next season. I hope. Oh, if you guys have any trends that you didn't hear or that I didn't mention in my list, please let me know, comment below if you agreed with any of these that you want to be left in a hole. I think we should just have a hole of tennis trends that we're ditching in 2018. And I'm just going to stuff all this list in there. We're going to pile it up, cover it up, and we're going to leave it behind. And we're going to move on to the next season where we can start afresh. Everything will be good and we're not going to have any unnecessary dramas. So, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this. It was really fun. I enjoyed it. I feel like I got a lot. It was really passionate and it was really fun, but I enjoyed it so much. And, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed your cup of tea. Even though I forgot, I was just so ready to go. Like, I was really into this. But no, thank you guys for listening. Happy New Year. Hope you guys have an amazing time with all your celebrations, and you guys had an amazing Christmas. You guys got lots of presents. You guys had an amazing Boxing Day. All the stuff. You guys are fed really well and ready to start the new year and ready for the summer of tennis in Australia. So, exciting stuff. I will catch you guys on the next one.